Hey everybody, welcome to Central in Janesville, the sermon podcast for the Janesville campus of Central Christian Church. Today we've got a short devotional podcast to go along with our regular Sunday sermon podcasts. This is your campus pastor, Kellen Anderson. Hey everybody, thanks for joining me for today's devotional. I wonder if you've ever been in a spot in life where you felt like you didn't have the people around you that you wished that you had. Maybe in high school or grade school, like you just didn't have the friend group that you wanted to. It made you feel like maybe you even felt like you were a little bit of a loser because you didn't have the people around you you wanted. I know I've felt that before. The feeling of a Friday night comes along in high school and you feel like you're at home and everybody else is out hanging out. I remember, man, in like seventh grade, my buddy had a birthday party. And all of my friends were going to that party except for me. Stuff like that doesn't feel very good. Friday afternoons at school, what am I going to do tonight? Am I going to be the only one that's not hanging out with everybody? When I couldn't be in the presence of some friends, it would be a pretty isolated feeling when I was younger. Now, man, I love it most of the time. The introvert in me loves it. But sometimes I think that our relationship with God goes a little bit like that. When we are at church or someplace where we know that we feel God, it just feels like we're right with Him. But when we leave that place, sometimes we feel like we can't feel His presence. And it's like everything just kind of goes away. We forget all that good stuff that we hear at church and we slip back into that same old way of living. If only we could have God with us all the time and know that He is with us and that we feel His presence, it would just feel so much easier for us. Now, in the Old Testament, God's presence only resided in a place called the temple, where the Ark of the Covenant was located, in a thing called the inner court. God's presence was there in the inner court in the form of a cloud, and the high priest would go and enter into this place one time every single year. It was called the Day of Atonement. The priest would enter and he'd perform some rituals, and it would include sprinkling blood that was from a sacrifice of animals. He would wait for God's presence in the form of a cloud to fill the room. And the whole process of the high priest going into the inner court, it was very meticulous, and people would wait expectantly to see that God, would he accept the sacrifice for their sins and forgive the people their wrongs for that year. Old Testament people, they could have faith in God, but that faith usually wasn't accompanied by the feeling of having God's presence with them. Now, let's fast forward away from the Old Testament into the New Testament. Jesus came to undo our need for the sacrifices that were done in that most holy place. When Jesus left this world, he said that it would actually be better for his followers. And the reason for that is because he was going to send us his Holy Spirit. God was going to actually live inside us. 1 Corinthians 3:16, it says, "Don't you know that you yourselves are God's temple and that God's Spirit dwells in your midst?" The New Testament refers to us, God's people, as being God's temple. We can constantly know God's presence and live within His presence. Feeling God's presence in your life, it is dependent somewhat on our character becoming a little bit more like Jesus. When you feel far away from God, it's because you have probably moved a little further away from God's character. God doesn't move anywhere from us. We are the ones that do that. We need to be active in our relationship with God to know His presence in our lives. Just as I have to spend time with my wife to fully know her and be in her presence, enjoy her presence, likewise, I have to spend some time investing myself in godly things. Romans 12:2 says, "Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." You can at any time choose to break away from the worldly thoughts and the hurts and the pains and enter into God's presence. And that presence brings peace and comfort, even direction for our lives. But it also requires that we renew our mind in order to be transformed. So submit to God's presence rather than just trying to achieve His presence. This isn't just a one-and-done kind of renewal thing that happens. Anytime that you feel like you've slipped from feeling God's presence into feeling the weight of the world on you, you need to renew your mind and refocus it to a place of godly thinking. So my question for you today is this. Do you consistently have God's presence, the feeling of God's presence in your life? Or do you draw close to God for a moment and then break away so far away from Him that you feel like you completely have lost His presence? Jesus wants to be present in your life at all times. He gave up heaven to walk the earth, to die a horrible death in our place, And then he rose to life in order to make himself and his Holy Spirit available to us. You can experience God in a personal way every single day, no matter where you are, no matter what you're doing. Sometimes all it takes is a little bit of intentionality on our part. And so let's pray for that today. Lord, we thank you that we are able to be in the presence of God. We thank you that you reside in us, that we are your temple. God, it is hard for every single one of us to feel like we are in your presence every day, to feel like we understand how you're guiding us. But God, I pray today that we would find ways to be intentional, to spend time with you, to grow in the character of Jesus in our own lives. Lord, do what you need to do with us today so that we live in your presence. We love you. We thank you that you give yourself to us. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks, everybody. Hope you guys have a great week, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast from Central in Janesville. Be sure to subscribe to the Central in Janesville podcast to keep up to date with each of our teachings. Thanks.